So we are discussing Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is the verse I'm going to discuss today, by the way. So I just showed this because this verse is the most important composition by, in fact, by Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami quotes here, but it is also found in the books of Rupa Goswami. In fact, he composed this verse, Rupa Goswami. And in fact, Raghunath Das Goswami also, he quotes this. So, this is a verse which summarizes all the teachings and all the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. This verse specifically. This is the first chapter of Adi Leela. And Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami gives 14 verses in the first chapter of Adi Leela. All Sanskrit verses, 14. Out of that, first 5 verses are describing Lord Chaitanya. And out of those 5 verses, this one verse is summarizing all of what Lord Chaitanya came to give us. That's why I wanted to discuss this. Before starting this verse, let me just tell you, if we want to understand Lord Chaitanya, there are many books there with us. It's a lot of material. In fact, there are 5 main books which you should read about Lord Chaitanya. If you want to know him in different flavors, every book is offering a different flavor of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. And the most important book is, of course, Chaitanya Charitamrita, which we have. And Chaitanya Charitamrita is more of a philosophical book. If you want to know philosophy of Lord Chaitanya, also intertwined with the pastimes, that is this book, Chaitanya Charitamrita. That is why our Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, in spite of so many other books written on Lord Chaitanya by various acharyas, we chose Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because that gives philosophy in simple Bengali. That was the contribution of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And then you have Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is written by anybody knows that? Yeah, Vrindavan Das Thakur. That book, Vrindavan Das Thakur came from a village Denud. Actually, he was born in Mamgachi, near Mayapur. But then he shifted to Denud. That is a village there. So that was his village. His mother belonged to that, but then she came to... his mother belonged to Mamgachi, but she was married to a person in Mamgachi. Mamgachi is in modern words, this Motrum Dweep. You know this? So there she was, they shifted there, but then Vrindavan Das Thakur, he was born, he became a great devotee. Then Nityananda Prabhu came, he joined later Nityananda Prabhu's party. And he was traveling with him. And then when they reached his own village, Denud, Nityananda Prabhu said, you stay here and you write a book on Lord Chaitanya. Because you can't travel and write, isn't it? So he said, fine, you stay here. So he was staying and he started writing about Lord Chaitanya. But what happened was, first he wanted to pay obeisances to his own spiritual master, who is Nityananda Prabhu. And he started writing about Nityananda Prabhu and... he forgot to write about Lord Chaitanya. That was he. So in the end, he wrote something about Lord Chaitanya, but then he said, if I keep on writing, this book will become very big. So I'll just avoid it, but then later, some great personality will come, and he will complete the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, and that was Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Chaitanya Charitamrita, he often says, this pastime is described by Vrindavan Das Thakur, so I'm not going into details. I'll say other. So, Chaitanya Bhagavat is mostly written in poems. Vrindavan Das Thakur was also a poet. He wrote in poems. And Chaitanya Bhagavat is mostly describing about childhood pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. If you want to know childhood pastimes, that's a book. If you want to know later pastimes, that is Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Krishna Goswami describes, which Vrindavan Das Thakur didn't do out of fear of voluminous book. And then you have Chaitanya Mangal, which is written by Anybody else, sir? Chaitanya Mangal? Lochandas Thakur. Lochandas Thakur was from the village Kogram. There is a village Kogram near the river Ajay River. You can go and have a look. And he was a student of Narahari Sarkar Thakur, who were all devotees of Shrikhanda Grau. There's a place, Shrikhand. And like Prabhupada explains everything in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he went there, he learned poetry, classical poetry he learned from them. Narottam Das Thakur learned how to sing a special style of singing, Bengali singing, which is called as Garhanti style. That's a different kind of style to sing. So have you gone to Mayapur, like all of you, like Bengal? Like if you hear in the night, people are singing from away, you will see people, original Bengali, traditional Bengali, they're singing, and they keep on singing, Hare, keep on singing, you know, like 15 minutes they're singing Hare. And then Krishna, like, so that style, Narottam Das Thakur's style, was this kind of style, so which is called as Garhanti. And the peculiar style of that style, the peculiarity in that style is Vilambhit Lai. And that means you extend, keep on extending the notes. So you keep on Hare and then Krishna, you keep on extending. That's Vilambhit Lai. That's a peculiar British Bengali style. He learned that from Narahari Sarkar Thakur. Lochandas Thakur was also proficient in that. Lochandas Thakur wrote a book, Chaitanya Mangal, in which Lochandas Thakur is actually, if you want to know, qualities of Lord Chaitanya. That's the book. Qualities. He composed beautiful songs, Lochandas Thakur, in that book. That is one book, Chaitanya Mangal. And then you have Chaitanya Karcha. That's written by Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta wrote, and that's written in, by the way, Sanskrit. And that's, if you want to know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, in summary, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, that's a book you can read. Then you have Chaitanya Chandramrit, which is written by Prabodhanand Saraswati. And that's glories of Lord Chaitanya. If you want to have super conviction in Lord Chaitanya, Prabodhanand Saraswati even says in that book, I don't care about Krishna. He says that. People who worship Krishna, let them worship. As far as me, I am concerned, I simply want to worship Lord Chaitanya. Because he is in the mood of Radha. And I am more interested in Radha's devotion to Krishna rather than Krishna's devotion to Radha. Now, that's what he said there. That's glories of Lord Chaitanya. That is Chaitanya Chandramrita. And then you have so how many books did I say? Five? Okay, yeah, one more. There's six books, sorry. Yeah. There's one more book, Chaitanya Chandrodaya, which is written by Kavi Karan Purn Das. And that is a beautiful book. If you want to know the pastimes of after sannyas, actually, specifically, Mahaprabhu's South Indian Tour. That's the book you have to go and read, Chaitanya Chandrodaya. So we have six books. If you read, then you can understand who is Lord Chaitanya. And if you understand Lord Chaitanya, love of God is guaranteed. That's what Lord Chaitanya's incarnation is all about. But of course, first foundation is Chaitanya Charitamrita. That we have to get it. We have to read many times. Prabhupada, I think, I don't know, like at least 10 times you should be reading Chaitanya Charitamrita. 7, 8, 9, 10 times. Something, again and again, read that book. That's all Lord Chaitanya. Then there are many other Bengali songs. ISKCON book has some few songs which was selected by I think Achyutanand. He went to Vrindavan and he selected some songs, and I think Kirtanand Maharaj, he was also there that time. These both, they selected and some songs, but there are ocean of songs written by many devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya had his personal singers. And there were two main parties, who is to sing for Mahaprabhu and who is to dance. Like, if you have to sing for God, you know, you have to be very proficient. So there were three brothers, Govind Ghosh, you know this? From from Bangladesh, Govind Ghosh, Vasudev Ghosh, and Mukund Ghosh. The three brothers, they came to Navdeep. They used to personally sing for him. And there were two other singers, Vasudev Dutt and Govind Dutt. They were two brothers. So they were singing for Lord Chaitanya. And there was party of Narahari Sarkar Thakur. He also used to sing. And they were all singing, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing. And they composed many songs, and books are there. They have written many books of their songs, which is called as Padyavali in Bengali. So that treasure is also there with us about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the point is, there's no time to eat and sleep. You have to read this. If you have to enter the ocean of Lord Chaitanya's sweetness and his pastimes, you have to get and read them somehow. Take out time. There's an ocean, but it's up to you to access it. And for that you need time and sincerity. So anyway, these are the things, you know. Okay, now having said that, we come to Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita, this specific verse is talking about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes and his teachings. And this verse says, Krishna Kaviraj Swami says, Anarpita Charim Chirat. That's the first word. And the meaning of Anarpita is, you can see the two-word meaning, which is never bestowed. And Charim means for a long time. And then Chirat again means, Charim means having been long time, Chirat means for a very, very long time. This incarnation has come to give you something which nobody gave for a very, very long time. Very, very long time means in any of our Vaishnava sampradayas. Madhva didn't give, Ramanuja didn't give, Vallabha didn't give, Nimbark didn't give. Nobody gave. What did he give us? And he gave us the first and most important thing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us, for which he is called Namo Mahavadaniyaya. The most merciful, most magnanimous incarnation. He gave us the Prem Tattva, that is philosophy of love. That's what he gave us, the philosophy of love. So there is a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Skaura Goswami says, when you talk about philosophy of love, you talk about six things what he gave us. That is Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Prem Tattva Sar, Bhav Tattva, Leela Tattva, Bhav Tattva, Ras Tattva, Leela Tattva are. That's the verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He gave us philosophy of love, how to analyze love. And to analyze love, he gave us six things. That is, he explained who is Krishna, Krishna Tattva. Bhakti Tattva, what is the philosophy of devotion. And what is actually love of God. And the fourth thing is, he explained what is Bhava, emotions. Bhavatat, what is rasa, what is mellows of devotion, and leelatat, what are the pastimes. Philosophy of these six things comprises philosophy of love. He gave us this. He opened the treasure. Nobody before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I said, nobody could analyze love. They didn't give us philosophy of love because they couldn't analyze love. They couldn't put love in words. If you read Bharat Muni, he is a big rishi. He wrote a scripture, Natya Shastra. I was telling yesterday, the scriptures which explains about drama and poetry, and in that he analyzed love. He has analyzed love also, because you can't talk about drama if you don't talk about love. Drama is all about, you know, love and violence. That's all, isn't it? That's what drama is. That's what movies are all about. Sex and violence. That's all. If there's nothing, no violence, sex, movies flop. Shakespeare is all about romance. So he analyzed love, but his analysis of love was on a material platform. But Mahaprabhu came, like all acharyas knew this, that Bharat Muni has already analyzed love, but on material platform. But when you analyze spiritual love, nobody dared to do that. How could you do that? That's beyond our understanding. Mahaprabhu came, okay, fine, I'll give you. And in the process, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fixed a goal and gave us this understanding. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not only gave philosophy of love, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave dosha duri karanaya. That means he also gave us the intelligence to understand what are the obstacles on the path of that love. That nobody told us, that nobody analyzed. What are the obstacles? And not only that, he also gave us the power to overcome those obstacles. The intelligence to overcome those obstacles. That also he gave. This nobody gave. All the acharyas just said, okay, fine, you have to attain Krishna and liberation, and now you be sincere. Okay, fine. But where is the science? What are the obstacles? How do you overcome the obstacles? Where is the power to do that? We are so weak. And that's all these things Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. But more than that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the information about Srimati Radharani, who is the highest devotee of Krishna. The perfect devotee, Prabhupada says. Perfect devotee of Krishna. And not only that, he also gave the process to become servant of Srimati Radharani. That is called Radha Dasyam. That's what he gave. That's what is a target. A target is to become servant of Radharani. That's a target. Radha Dasyam. In fact, Raghunath Das Goswami even goes on to say, and Prabhupada Saraswati has said, I am not even interested in Krishna without Radha. He says. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in his one of his, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written a small book which is called as Dwadash Niyam Stotra, and he writes there, I don't even want to see the face of that person who worships Krishna without Radha. That's how acharyas are talking about all these things. And that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us. But you cannot achieve Radha Dasyam without Krishna Dasyam. Without understanding Krishna, you can't go to Radha. That's impossible. Because who will give you that? First Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then Krishna, and then Radha. That's how you go there. There is so many things Mahaprabhu gave us. That is by Anarpita Charam Chirat. You see? Nobody gave us. Now, how did he give us all these things? And the next word is... Next word is Karunya Avatirna Kalau. Karunya means... What that means? Prabhupada writes, by His causeless mercy. He gave us this by His causeless mercy. Now, what do you mean by that? Causeless mercy. What's that causeless mercy? Can you show that verse now? Okay. So, I'm going to next verse. Madhya Leela, 6th chapter, 254th verse. Yeah, okay. This is His causeless mercy. These two verses you should know by heart. And Anand Prabhu, if nobody can remember this, don't give them prasad. That's all. Finish, that's all. These verses you cannot afford to forget. These two verses. This summarizes everything what Lord Chaitanya says. Two verses. Now, by His causeless mercy He gave us. What's the causeless mercy of Lord Chaitanya? The causeless mercy of Lord Chaitanya is He personally showed us how to understand all these gifts which He is giving us. He gave us His gifts, what nobody gave, but then we didn't even have power to let alone accept it, but even understand it. How do you accept something if you don't understand? Isn't it? If I come and give you choo-choo, then will you accept it? What is this choo-choo? You have to ask, so why you have to explain. So let alone accept it, we can't even understand it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of His mercy, came, He gave this gift, and he accepted those gifts Himself and practiced that so that we can understand these gifts. And then we can have a desire to attain those gifts. You see? That's what Mahaprabhu did. That's what Prabhupada writes in the purport, on the next purport. Why He is called most merciful? Because He practiced His own devotion. Krishna said surrender. But He didn't show how to surrender. and nobody could figure it out properly. Mahaprabhu says, okay, fine, I'll show you how to surrender. I'll show you what is Radha Dasyam by accepting it. I'll show you what is analysis of love through my associates, by Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and I will order them to analyze love and write books. I'll show you what are obstacles in devotion by asking many of his devotees to delineate it. I'll show you how to overcome obstacles by the power of the madness of love. That's what is Antalila about. If somebody asks you what's the aim of your life, tell him, I want to become mad. That's all. Mad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Krishna's Kripa Swami says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nityanand Prabhu Sabar Bhakt Agal Sahi To Pagal. He says Nityanand Prabhu was the best of all devotees. Why? Because he was simply mad. That's what he says. And that's what Krishna Kripa Swami uses one more word, Baul. Baul means madness. That's a very traditional word used by all acharyas. Baul means madness. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in one of his songs, people say Baul, Baul, sab kahe. Everybody says, if you go to Bengal, and they will say, I'm mad in ecstasy. You know, like Bengalis, like they are born with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tradition. But he says, nobody understands what is transcendental madness of Lord Chaitanya. That is Antalila. If you want to know how he was mad, that is Antalila. So he practiced all those things. By the power of madness, he showed what is madness. That madness is love in separation. That's a goal. Our goal is not love, technically. And Prabhupada says in this small book, Elevation to Krishna Consciousness. You know this? It's translated here? Is there? No, it's not there. Elevation to Krishna Consciousness is a small book. By the way, it appears small, but it's not small. It has everything, A to Z, everything that book has, which we distribute on streets. And Prabhupada says there, our aim is not exactly love, our aim is love in separation. That's what Prabhupada says. And Mahaprabhu practiced it and showed us. What do you mean by that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the last 24 years of his career, of his life, out of that 12 years he was traveling and preaching. Last 24 years, after he took sannyas, he had 24 years of his pastimes. In those 24 years, that is divided into first 12 years and last 12 years. So first 12 years is again divided into first 6 years and second 6 years. So the first 6 years he was traveling and preaching. The next 6 years he was meeting devotees and he was meeting. But last 12 years he was just sitting in a room. And you have seen that room, Gambhira? You have gone to Jagannath Puri? Okay. If you go in Mahaprabhu's room, it's like, what do I say, how much is a room? It's a very, very small room, at least for Mahaprabhu, with a height of six feet and some inches, you know. It's a very small room. He was just sitting and love and separation. That's, Prabhupada says, whole Krishna consciousness can be practiced in one room. Prabhupada said that. So that is Mahaprabhu. So he practiced. So what he practiced? He practiced these two things. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. That's his mercy. His mercy, he practiced himself first, Vairagya. He showed us what is the limit of renunciation. And if you understand Mahaprabhu's pastime, if you read, he renounced everything for the benefit of humankind. He renounced his beautiful wife, young wife, Lakshmi Priya, just married. His mother, Sachima, he didn't have his father. He just renounced it. He renounced his associates in Navdeep. All the associates, and he took sannyas. And all those associates, they were saying, Mahaprabhu, without you, we will die. Mahaprabhu said, well, what do you want? You want me to stay with you and just spend my life? Or you want me to fulfill the mission for which we have come here? And they said, okay, fine. You know, he renounced his dear devotees. He renounced name and fame. He showed himself. And you know how? He was in Navdeep And he was very famous in Navdeep. And his name was Nimaya Pandit. You know this, no? Before, Nimaya Pandit. He was very scholarly. Nimaya Pandit. And he became very famous, very famous. But then he saw, I'm becoming famous. So I have to stop it. I have to show people, you should renounce this pride and name and fame. And what he did is, he left Navdeep. He took sannyas. Finish this all praise, you know. He left sannyas. And then when he took sannyas, he went to Jagannath Puri. In Jagannath Puri, he started becoming famous. And people used to call him Mahaprabhu there. In Jagannath Puri, he had three names. In Navdeep, he had three names. Three men. In Navdeep, people used to call him Nimai. That was his ordinary name. People used to call him Gaura. And people people also used to call him, what's the other name he used to call him? Yeah, Vishwambhar. Three names in Navdeep. And three names in Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Puri, people used to call him Mahaprabhu. And people used to call him Gosai. Gosai, that's the word used. Goswami? Gosai. And people used to call him Gauranga. That's three names. Three names. Main names. So in Jagannath Puri, he was becoming very famous. Because of his preaching, his philosophy. And Mahaprabhu said, okay, I'm becoming famous, so I have to renounce this now place. I can't stay here. I have to show people what is renunciation. And he left Jagannath Puri and he went for a South India tour. For 2 years. It was 2 years South India tour. And then when he came back to Jagannath Puri, he again went to Vrindavan. He didn't stay there much. That's his renunciation. That's what he said, Vairagya. And then he also showed Vidya. He practiced himself. Vidya here means Vidya Vadhu Jivanam. We know that. Vidya here means not exactly knowledge, but the ultimate conclusion of knowledge, that is love. He practiced himself love in separation and showed us how to worship Krishna. That's the best method of worship. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his associates also taught us how to do his devotion and the uniqueness of his devotion. You see, the Mahaprabhu's uniqueness of a devotion is Sankirtan movement. But what is Sankirtan? That's a very different understanding. Sankirtan is actually a revolt, if you really understand about that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed us the spirit of revolt. What is Sankirtan? What we are doing in streets? It's a revolt against materialistic society. We are showing people, we are not interested in you. We are not interested in your ideas. We are not interested in your dress. We are not interested in your food. And still we are happy. You see the point? It's a revolt. Sankirtan, and Bhakti Santa said that in one of his lectures, it's a revolt. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us how to revolt against illusion by his Sankirtan movement. That's why we say Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Let Sankirtan movement be glorified. Let it win over illusion and the forces of Maya. That is what is revolt about. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also showed us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's uniqueness was, all these yogis and jnanis, they were sitting in Samadhi and they were experiencing intense bliss in their heart. And nobody could understand what they're experiencing. All these big, big devotees of Lord Krishna. And then many yogis and jnanis, they came and they saw them. And they saw, okay, fine. Maybe they're experiencing peace. And they talked about peace. But Mahaprabhu said, these people cannot understand. It's much beyond peace what we are experiencing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dance is not simply a dance. He's not just dancing. The dance is an expression. The dance is, he took out the love from his heart and expressed it in form of his dance. That's his dance all about. He took out the love from the heart of his devotees who were in trance, took it out, accepted that and showed this is love. What happens in love, you see. The devotee's heart, it dances, banal show, externally what is happening. And that is what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement. It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement is madness in action. Let's put it like that. That's it. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give us. Nija Bhakti Yoga. Shikshartham Eka Purusham Urana. That's Shiksha of Mahaprabhu. Krishatanya Charira Dhari Kripam Bodhim Yastam Aham Prapate. I surrender to him. Can you go to the first verse? So that is his mercy. Now the another very important point is to give us mercy. Now he uses the word Kalau. Kalau means Kali Yoga. But the point is, to give us mercy, he has to do a technique. He has to follow a particular plan. Because you can't give mercy to somebody if he doesn't want it. What do you do with that? Now in Kali Yoga, many people didn't want. Chaitanya Prabhu says, I brought so many fruits from spiritual world, and nobody is there to get it, isn't it? He said that. To Nityanand Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, Shuno Shuno Nityanand, Shuno Shuno Sanatana Ar Haridas, Ghare Ghare Jai, Ghare Ghare Jai Mangi Ai Bhiksha. He says, okay, go to every house and distribute these fruits. Mahaprabhu saw in Kali Yuga, nobody is interested. So he did a small, he applied a small technique. And what was that? To give mercy? He accepted the mood of Radha. And what happened was, when he accepted the mood of Radha, he became intoxicated in bliss. And when he became intoxicated in bliss, ayogyata yogyata na karaha vichar. He became simply mad, and in that madness he embraced everybody. So when he was going to Vrindavan, there were some tribes, very low class people. He was so mad in ecstasy, he went and embraced them, and they got love of God. That's how he was distributing love of God. It's interesting, you know. Because he couldn't understand who is there in front of me. He couldn't really understand. That is the small technique he applied. That's why he accepted Radha's mood, to extend mercy on us. Otherwise, that is why it is said, first you should worship Lord Chaitanya. Because if you come in front of Lord Chaitanya, he can't understand who you are. He can't understand really. Because he is in that mood of ecstasy and his associates. He can't understand whether you are qualified or unqualified, he just distributes mercy. But if you come in front of Lord Krishna, that's a very different take. He can understand who you are, he can understand what kind of nonsense we are, he can understand how much sinful we are, and then he starts, his power of judgment, it gets activated. And then it's difficult for the power of mercy to extend mercy. There's a competition between power of judgment and power of mercy there. And there's a problem there. So Mahaprabhu says, okay, fine, you know. That's how in Kali Yuga this small technique he does. So next two verses talking about Radha's love, if you read after that. How Mahaprabhu accepted. So he accepted Radha's love for two reasons, one internal, one external. Internal reason was to taste himself and to help us understand how to taste that love, and also to extend mercy. There were two reasons. As Lord Rama, he abandoned his love, Sita, to extend mercy. As Lord Chaitanya, he united with his love forever to extend mercy with Radharani. So that's Krishna is doing so many things in different ways just to give us mercy. That's Lord Chaitanya. And you know, by the way, who was incarnation of Radharani in Chaitanya Prabhu's Leela? Anybody knows that? Yeah, Gadadhar Pandit. But it was very special. Gadadhar Pandit was Radha, but without any life. Because that life of Radha was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is why if you see pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, Gadadhar Pandit never left Lord Chaitanya. He was in Navdeep, he was in Puri, he was always with him. There was just this one person, Lord Gadadhar Pandit, who was always with Lord Chaitanya. There was nobody else who accompanied Lord Chaitanya for his whole lifetime. There were Navdeep devotees. When Mahaprabhu took sannyas, they were there. When Mahaprabhu came to Odisha, there were different set of devotees. Gadadhar Pandit was like a shadow of Lord Chaitanya. So that's what technique Mahaprabhu applied. And then he says, Samarpitam Unnato Cholarsam Swabhakti Shriyam. But out of everything what Lord Chaitanya gave, one gift was very unique. And that gift was Unnata Ujjwala Rasam. And that Unnata Ujjwala Rasam means what Prabhupada translates as the conjugal mellow. He gave the taste of Madhure Bhav to all his devotees. Even those devotees who were in Dasya Bhav, Sakhya Bhav, any relationship you have with Krishna, it doesn't matter. He said, I will give you the taste of Madhure Bhav. Advaita Acharya, he was Mahavishnu. He is incarnation of Shiva Mahavishnu. Advaita Acharya is in mood of Dasya. Shrivas Pandit, he is Narad Muni, he is mood of Dasya. But Mahaprabhu in past time says, forget it, I'll give you the taste of Madhure Bhav. Even regardless of what mellow you are. Regardless of that. That's the power of Lord Chaitanya. Samarpayitum Unnata Ujjwala Rasam. And Madhure Bhav has two characteristics. That is service and sacrifice. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his pastimes and by his teachings, taught us how to serve Krishna and how to sacrifice for him. What's the highest limit of service? What's the highest limit of sacrifice? He said that. In fact, Krishna Goswami says in Chaitanya, Radharani says, you know what? He's revealing the mood of Radha, and Radharani says, I want to forget Krishna. She says that. She goes to Narayan and prays, please give me blessing so that I can forget Krishna. That's the highest love. What do you do with that? We are praying, please let me remember you. Radharani says, I want to forget you because I can't tolerate this love. I can't tolerate your remembrance. I can't do anything. I can't even live. That's the kind of love which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is trying to give us. That is called sweetness. Mahaprabhu. Samarpitam Unnato Ujjwala Rasam Swabhakti Shriyam. He not only gave us the analysis of love, he gave us a process to attain love and a practical process. That is chanting of the holy names. You know what? So you might be thinking it's so easy process, chanting of holy names. But at the time of Mahaprabhu, it was very difficult to propose this process. Because chanting of holy names, Mahaprabhu said, you chant holy names regardless of any rules and regulations. Isn't it? There is no rules and regulations chanting. That was a big revolution because at his time, 500 years back, Brahman orthodoxy was very strong. And they said, this is crazy. You don't have any rules and regulations for chanting this mantra, which is a Vedic mantra. And this is absolute madness. How can you propose this? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this simple process, it took a lot of time to establish it. And what happened? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established this through his associates. To Nityananda Prabhu, Narottam Das Thakur, Shrivas Acharya. And now we can chant Hare Krishna mantra like that. But then, after he established it, later, with time, people forgot this process. Hare Krishna chanting. And there were many upper sampradayas who were chanting Hare Krishna but with no conception at all. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his three associates more. Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamanand Pandit, and who was that? Yeah, Srinivas Acharya. Srinivas Acharya is 1/16th part of Lord Chaitanya. Now what do you mean by this? I don't know. I have no idea. But there is a letter written by Jiva Goswami to Srinivas Acharya. We have that. We have a copy of that. And that letter, Jiva Goswami writes, I offer my respectful... Srinivas Acharya is a disciple of, by the way, Jiva Goswami. But he writes, I offer my respectful obeisances to you because everybody knows you are 1/16th part of Lord Chaitanya. What do you do with that? He was incarnation of Lord Chaitanya, Srinivas Acharya, 1/16th potency. And Shyamanand Pandit, he was incarnation of Advaita Acharya. And Narottam Das Thakur, he was incarnation of Nityananda Prabhu. So all the three came back again to establish again Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, again the path to love Hare Krishna chanting because people forgot Hare Krishna chanting. People were chanting so many things. They were chanting Hare Krishna but with absolutely no conception. They were becoming sahijas. But then again it got lost after them. And people got confused. Then again three people came. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta and Srila Prabhupada. Now we don't know exactly who was who, but they came to rescue our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So that's the point. Samarpito Mundata Cholarsam So Bhakti Shriyam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the path of love again and again through his associates. He sent his associates and he is establishing the path of love. That is our mission. Our So Bhakti Shriyam. Our mission is to protect this path of love so that we don't deviate from it. Our mission is to fix goal, love of God, so that people can get convinced and attain that. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission was. He came to protect love of God from so many misconceptions, from people. Hari Purata Sundara Dyuti Kadamba Sandipita. And Krishna Karaswami says, simply if you can see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not even understand him, you can attain love of God. Simply by seeing him. Hari Purata Sundara. Purat means gold. He is more beautiful than gold. Kadamba Sandipita is more beautiful than Kadamba flower. Kadamba flower is that's yellowish color. Simply if you can fix your mind on Lord Chaitanya. Seeing Lord Chaitanya means fixing your mind on him. Seeing here means understanding his philosophy. You see somebody when you understand his mind, isn't it? If I meet you and if I don't understand you, that meeting has no purpose. I can say I met you, but then I don't understand you. This means you have not met me. In fact, you know, Bhakti Santa was there, and one person who was friend of his father, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he came to meet Bhakti Siddhanta and he said to Bhakti Siddhanta that I know your father very well. We were together, we were talking, I met him, and we spent so much time. Bhakti Siddhanta said, you never even saw him. He said like that. He said, what you're talking? When you were a child, you saw us, like we were talking, we were together, we went, we traveled. He said, you never even saw him because you never understood him. So, Hari Purata Sundara Dyuti Kadambita. If you want to see the beauty and being enamored and enchanted by that beauty, you can see him if you understand him. That's the idea. His philosophy, his shiksha, what he's trying to give us. Then we can appreciate him. That's why Krishna Goswami, he describes his beauty and then he says, Sada Hirdaya Kandare Sfuratau Sachinandana. Let Lord Chaitanya live in the cave of my heart. Hirdaya Kandare. Kandare means cave. Hirdaya means heart. Let him always remain in my heart. And that is why it is said before chanting Hare Krishna, we chant Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. You know, by the way, this mantra, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Gada Har Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda, this is given by whom? This is not there in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Kuru Swami has a different mantra. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jai Dvaita Chandra Jayo Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. This mantra is not there. What we chant. You know from where it is coming? Somebody can say, what are you doing here? No, it's not there. Neither in Chaitanya Charitamrita, neither in Chaitanya Bhagavata, neither in Chaitanya Mangal, this mantra is not there. So what do you do with this? This mantra actually was composed by Jagannath Das Babaji. Yeah. On the basis of this first chapter of Adi Leela. That this verse is there. Krishna Goswami says, Panchatva Atmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam Bhakta Aptaram Bhakta Akhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. On the basis of this, he composed this, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur chose this mantra to be chanted in our tradition. So, this is about Lord Chaitanya. There's so many things we can keep on talking about him. His pastimes are simply wonderful. That's what Chaitanya Krishna Goswami says. If you meditate on his pastime, chamatkar, he says your heart will be full of wonder and surprises. His pastimes of taking sannyas, his pastimes of... But you know what? In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime, who is the most important person? Can anybody tell me? Oh, except Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course. Who is the most important person? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. If you can think about that. Yeah, I mean, just everybody is important, but one person is very important. Without that person, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime is not complete. His teachings are not complete. It's not complete. Huh? What? What?
Each person is the most important.
Yeah, but that's what I'm asking. Without that person, you can't establish the path of love. That's the idea. That person, that is very important. And that is... Should I give you a quiz? Homework?
Yeah. We are that person.
Come on. We are nobody in the picture. Okay, that person is Vishnu Priya. Yeah, if you think about it, there are books written on Vishnu Priya. There are debates on Vishnu Priya, by the way. And she's the most important person in Mahaprabhu's pastime to establish the path of love. Because after Mahaprabhu left, actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Vishnu Priya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was taking sannyas, he left Navdeep. And then he was traveling in Bengal for 3 days after taking sannyas. He just got lost. Nityananda Prabhu tricked him and took him to Shantipur, to Advaita Acharya's house, just to recoup himself. He was tired, he was lost. And then in Shantipur, Nityananda Prabhu said, all these devotees, Navdeep, they want to meet you once, otherwise they'll die. Mahaprabhu says, okay, call them. So Nityananda Prabhu asked again, should I call everybody? Mahaprabhu understood. Mahaprabhu said, okay, everybody but except Vishnu Priya. Don't call him. And Nityananda Prabhu was thinking, my God, now what should I do? How should I go back and tell Vishnu Priya you can't come because she's his wife? And he goes back, Nityananda Prabhu goes back, and then he tells everybody, Mahaprabhu is there, please come. And everybody's so happy. Sachima, she just forgets to dress him herself. And she says, okay, bring a palanquin. Previously they used to go in palanquin, all these respected ladies. So, okay, fine. Vishnu Priya gets ready and she comes out, and then Nityananda Prabhu is becoming crazy. What to say at this moment? How to say it? Don't. And Nityananda Prabhu just closed his eyes and just said, Vishnu Priya cannot come. And you know what Vishnu Priya did? She didn't start beeping at this and this. She simply went inside. And you know what she was thinking? She was thinking, it's better to be far away. And so there is a verse in scriptures, and she was thinking that verse. She was thinking, it's better to be far away and yet united with Lord Chaitanya, rather than going near to him and get disconnected with him. You see the point? If she goes to meet Lord Chaitanya, he will reject her. If she doesn't meet him, he will remain in her heart and she will remain in his heart. She thought about that. She didn't weep, she went inside. And she understood Lord Chaitanya, through her, wants to establish the path of love and separation. She understood that. Because when Mahaprabhu left, ended his pastimes, there were two people who became head of our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, who were actually guiding everybody. And that was Nityananda Prabhu's wife. So who was his wife? Jahanavi, and he had two wives. Jahanavi and Vasudha. Vasudha Devi and Jahanavi Devi. So Jahanavi Devi, she became actually the head. But more than that, Mahaprabhu's Shakti, Vishnu Priya, she was the head of all the... So Jahanavi Devi, she was practically management. She was in management, basically. That was her role. Because there was no head and this and that and all this. She was managing. But Vishnu Priya, she couldn't manage because she was just staying... She was very weak. She couldn't manage anything. She was just staying in her house. And we know by Chaitanya Charitamrita, daily she used to chant one mantra and she used to keep one grain of rice aside. We know that, no? She chant Hare Krishna and keep one grain aside. Then Hare Krishna, then another grain. By evening, so whatever she chanted, this much amount of grains, whatever was that, of course how much grains it will be, grains of rice, this much. Then she divided it half, half she gave to her servant Ishan Thakur, and half she had. In that half also she divided half, half she gave in charity, and that rice she cooked and ate. What to do? That was she. She couldn't sleep, whole night she was chanting. And yet she was thinking, I am so sinful, I don't have love. Why? Because I told yesterday, I don't have love because I am still alive. If I would have got love, I would have died. And that is what Mahaprabhu, Vishnu Priya was showing to all the Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara, what is love and separation. This is love and separation. This is the highest limit of renunciation, highest limit of Vidya, which Mahaprabhu came to teach, but he chose Vishnu Priya to teach us. This is love and separation. This is what we have, our target is. Of course, we are not saying you eat less, but the idea is that love and separation, that we have to get. So that is the most important. So Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga, that verse is there. Mahaprabhu came to teach Vairagya and Vidya. He came to teach us Swa Bhakti Shriyam, that's his own bhakti, through his associates, through Vishnu Priya in Navdeep, through Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami in Vrindavan, and of course through Sarvadamada in Jagannath Puri and Ramanand Rai. But the main person was Vishnu Priya. That's what is Vishnu Priya all about. So this is about Lord Chaitanya's pastime. There are many pastimes I can keep on talking about. Let's stop. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Anything you want to ask? Anything? It's endless. I don't know where to begin, where to end. So, what to do with that? That's just random, you know. So, please remember this verse. Remember it. Don't forget this verse. Anarpita charim chirat karunya aptirna kalau samarpitam unnata jolarasam so bhakti shriyam hari purata sundara kadamba sandipita svuratau vasachinan svuratau hirdaya kandare vasachi shri sachinandana. That's a very nice verse. Okay, anybody wants to ask anything?
Can you repeat just once again, six items to analyze love?
I'll tell you the verse. Krishna tattva, bhakti tattva, prem tattva sar, bhav tattva, ras tattva, leela tattva are. That's six.
Where is this shloka from?
Chaitanya. You can search in folio, I just forgot. It's there, like that. On the basis of these six verses, you have Shat Sandarv, by the way. Yeah. Six tattvas, six sandarvas, Vajiva Goswami. It's simple, no? That's how Jiva Goswami composed six sandarvas. Okay, if anybody wants to say something, or yeah.
How come Bishop here is the main person? How come not Sachin or?
No, why? Because Vishnu Priya was an instrument of Lord Chaitanya to establish the path of love. And for us, what is most important? Sadhana, you know. What do we do? And she was a person who showed us that. So she is one of the main person. But of course, for us, if you technically ask, for us, Rupa Goswami is our head, our main commander. But then Rupa Goswami and all these Jiva Goswami, all of them, Srinivasacharya, they all took blessings from Vishnu Priya. She was the main person who was giving blessings and showing this is the path of love. That's how it goes. In our Gaudiya Vaishnava understanding, she was a servant of Lord Chaitanya. Let's say like that. She was Lakshmi Devi. She was not Radha. She was not. So people say that she was wife of Lord Chaitanya. She was wife, but she didn't have a relationship of Madhurya with Lord Chaitanya. That's not the idea. She was in the capacity of servant. She was Lakshmi. Vishnu Priya was Lakshmi Devi, came to serve Radha Krishna. Lord Chaitanya is Radha Krishna, no? How to serve? To show what is the path of love. That's what she did. Vishnu Priya and Lakshmi Priya both. They were both Lakshmi. Lakshmi Priya died, isn't it? You know that, no? When Mahaprabhu went to Gaya And Lakshmi Priya died. And Krishna Goswami says, she died because of the bite of the serpent of separation. So two Lakshmis came to show what is path of love. One Lakshmi, that is Lakshmi Priya, she showed how to die in service of Lord Chaitanya. And Vishnu Priya showed how to live in service of Lord Chaitanya. And that's complete. How to live and die for Lord Krishna. Both of them served Lord Chaitanya. You got the point? Okay, that's it. Yeah.
You mentioned the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is another ruin, Advaita came again in the form of.
Yeah. Shyamala Pandita Acharya.
Yes. This is from
Bhakti Ratnakar. That says how these people came. They were incarnation, partial incarnations of all the three. Okay. Thank you very much. And now we have to read about Lord Chaitanya. Just read, just drown yourself in that ocean. Otherwise you can't fix your mind. It's impossible. It's impossible to fix mind on Krishna. It's impossible. Without Him. He is here with you, you know. Panch Tattva Adhyaya. But now the point is to know them properly. So please read about these. Please read these books if you get a hold. Read Chaitanya Charitamrita first at least 7-10 times. 7-10 times. Read it. Just read it. We'll start understanding it. And then you can read other books. That'll be nice. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.